This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I'm trying to look for everything I just had pulled up, and it just mysteriously disappeared on me once again. With that said, I will get it back up again here in just a moment. But folks, first and foremost, if you'd like to jump online with us, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Can I get some help in here, please? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And if you want to jump over on our Facebook accounts, please do. That is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. By the way, wanted to let you know on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now, friends, we're finding out again Facebook is purging. As Facebook goes on the attack against political opponents, Hollywood is, I guess, donating millions to opposition to strengthen totalitarianism against we the people. Check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know if you want to jump over on our Twitter account. They are slowly depleting our accounts as well. Twitter is, and you know, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to this because it's that important that we talk about it. We hit on it yesterday for a moment, but we're going to get to it today again because we're talking about it. I want to go line upon line, precept upon precept as to what's taking place here in our country, friends, because I want to let you know that Facebook, Twitter, Google, ETC, these companies are subversive to American governments. Folks, this is like the SPLC, this is like the ACLU and other communist organizations that have fooled the American people through desensitizing the people, dumbing down the people to accept through revisionists that it's lawful for what they're doing by continuously inundating the American people with the fact that we're a democracy when in fact we are a republic. We're ruled by law, not by money. We're not ruled by men or the opinions of men. We're not ruled by party affiliations. We're ruled by laws. John Adams said, an empire of laws and not of men. Therefore, he was explaining to you right then and there that we are ruled from heaven and by heaven. And either we're going to be ruled by the word of God or, friends, we're going to be ruled by the bayonets. We'll get to that in just a moment. You can also jump over to Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube, Bradley Dean. You're going to love those videos if you're looking for the answers. They're simple in the sense of understanding what needs to happen here. Read Deuteronomy 4:6 when you get a moment. And, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I want to tell you something, hands down, friends. The majority of this people, even the people that you think are leading you in the right direction, you can rest assured as to what I'm going to tell you next, friends. You are being misled. You are being misled. You're being caught up into political party systems, friends, which are taking you in the same direction of the opponent that you allegedly believe for some reason or another and are caught up into that you're fighting against. It's just not true. Both sides are winning. And folks, again, for a better way of saying it, you are under attack. You are under conquest right now, just for the record. If you look to the history of nations that have been destroyed, again, what comes to my aid is none other than Adolf Hitler, friends. When that country was under conquest, they had the people, Adolf Hitler, which originally started out with less than 3% of the favor of the people in Germany, with a total population of 80 million people during that time. He had less than 3% of the approbation of the people in that country. And keep in mind, he was the one that convinced those people to get God out of the way and let him be the God to the people. And they let him do that. And it's exactly what you're seeing today. And everything that Adolf Hitler did, he did it in a favorable light. He did it in a favorable light. And, of course, he was killing off political opposition. But when you take that to what's going on in this country right now, and I just brought up the fact that Facebook and Twitter and all these other big tech companies are subversive to American government, isn't it interesting how political opposition is being purged? And is it what you would call the left America? Is it what you would call the Democrats America? Or what's being purged? The conservatives are being purged, friends. And what's happening? This is all taking place under the the brand new administration at large. And I've tried to share with you over the last couple months, friends, that what's being said and what's being done are two different stories. Well, that's what's happening again today. And dictatorships, friends, when they make conquest of countries, they usually do it while the people are drinking the Kool-Aid. And it's exactly what we're seeing happen today in this country. So, again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We go back to what our forefathers taught us, what Scripture teaches us, and what the Holy Ghost is leading us to learn today, that we have no king but King Jesus here. John 14:6, and I can give you the list as well, but you can go ahead and push the replay or go ahead and download the past podcast to understand that we follow the Christ here, friends. He is the liberator of men, not the arm of the flesh. Read Isaiah 30 as well when you get a moment. I just shared with you, friends, that right now in this country, Facebook is purging conservative websites. Twitter is purging conservative websites. Google is purging conservative websites. They are purging Christian websites. They are pro-everything, friends, but what is lawful in this country? Because, again, the American people have been subjugated to lie after lie, inundated with the CIA-controlled media to believe that they can go ahead and do what they want to do, and they're above the law because they have the money to do so. Well, I'm about ready to show you just the exact opposite. And, again, what we're going to be talking about is Facebook, Twitter, Google. They are subversive to American governments. And hopefully, if I have time, friends, I want to get over the church militants. I blended it in yesterday as promised, and hopefully we can get to the whole of it today due to the fact that I know that there's a lot of replays of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com across the country on Sundays for that Christian message. So I will do my best to get to that in hour two. I have you for the next hour and, well, the next 2 hours. And again, friends, if you want to check us out, go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to, again, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come right back. And again, I have you for the next 2 hours, friends. Well, three more segments on this hour and then four on the following. You get the point, right? Wanted to give a shout out to Michael Roach. And the individual that is becoming a friend of mine from Before It's News, we thank you for your trust. We thank you for your broadcast as well, and we will do our best not to let you down. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about Facebook, Twitter, Google. Hey, by the way, we're getting some responses on a live feed right now. And just want to let you know, yes, I'm talking about Donald Trump. Yes, I am saying pay attention to what he does rather than what he says. So I'm not running from that. And by the way, if you'd like to call in at any time, the lines are wide open for you to do so. 1-866-582-9933. You can go ahead and set me straight in front of 103 radio affiliates across the country. Or if you'd like to set me straight in front of 53 other countries, you can do that too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Read Matthew 5:7, verse 16. What a judge men by their fruits, not by what they say. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. How does the enemy send forth his ministers of righteousness? How are they? They come across as being in the light, don't they? Well, that's exactly what we're seeing today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give it to you exactly as to how it says, because this is how the operation of the enemy works. And it's exactly what's in operation in the United States of America today. Listen again carefully, friends. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Of course. King James Version, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, and so are his ministers. As a matter of fact, it says in the following verse, 15, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 15, it says that, therefore it is no great things if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. What they do, not what they say. So let's get over to this just to stay to topic and do our best to get through it during the first hour here. Facebook, Twitter, Google. And again, let me remind you, friends, right now, Facebook is purging conservative Christian websites. Twitter is purging conservative Christian websites. Google is purging folks on a Google search, Christians and conservatives, friends, just so you know. That's happening now. This didn't happen under Barack Hussein Obama. It's happening while men slept. Read Matthew 13 when you get a moment. Subversive, tending to subvert, having a tendency to overthrow and ruin. Public corruption of morals is subversive of public happiness. Okay? What's coming to my aid right now is Abraham Lincoln and his public opinion comments. And this will help further solidify my points, because it's exactly what's being played out today in the United States of America. Our government rests in public opinion, said old tyrant Abe Lincoln. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. Not if the people hold to the law that's been given unto them. Exodus 18:21. Going on. Subversion. Webster's 18:28. Entire overthrow. An overthrow of the foundation, utter ruin as the subversion of a government or state, the subversion of the Constitution or laws. What's happening today, friends? You know, it's interesting. You were just caught up into this big charade, the circus of politics, as to how Brett Kavanaugh was under attack. And I told you from the very get-go, friends, he's not under attack. This is a confirmation. But people don't want to listen to how their enemy plays the games. Hey, folks, good cops know the mind of the enemy. And it would be good for you, and it would add a service to you and yourselves if you would take heed to what your enemy is doing. Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. We'll create it. And the way to prove the point in stating that what I'm telling you right now is exactly spot on, is anybody hearing of lawsuits concerning his accusers? I mean, because according to law, friends, Deuteronomy 19:19 and state statute in the United States of America, if there is false accusation, the person that brought forth the false accusation is to be dealt with according to what they were willing to bring falsely in their accusation. Folks, it wasn't an attack. It was a complete distraction from what's really going on. And that's a whole nother show. I did that show. But we know now, friends, after the fact, people wake up. After the fact, Brett Kavanaugh, friends, just for the record, he was one of the original architects of the Patriot Act. He is there to further solidify surveillance concerning we the people in the United States of America. He believes that it's constitutional. Maybe Brett Kavanaugh should take about 2 minutes and read the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And people have been warning people about what's going on, and people refuse to hear it. And yet, what do? Just like we just got to post them, make America great again. Make America great again. Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, friends, but it's exactly the slogan of Ronald Reagan. And by the way, for those that didn't know history, it was Adolf Hitler's slogan as well. Just wanted to share that with you. You know, facts are stubborn things. I don't care if you like it or not, or if it fits into your little theology, or if it fits into your mind or not, friends. The truth is the truth, regardless if you like it or not. And what's happening in this country, friends, is we are under attack like never before, and the American people are asleep because of the brand new administration that they believe... that is leading them to higher roads and victory and prosperity and righteousness. No, folks, shut off the TV. Shut off the conservative talking heads, friends, because they're the ones that are helping you being painted into that corner. But it's your choice turning them on. You're the one making them rich because of that Golden Calf sponsorship that they have to support. Come on, let's call it for what it is and be liberated here. Friends, what if I told you, going back to this, what if I told you that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, and other big tech companies are subversive to American government, and what they are advocating is completely illegal in this country? Let me give you some examples. Facebook, by the way, their platform, Facebook sells itself as an American online social networking service company. Apparently, it is only for those who are willing to socialize in pushing the same illegal propaganda on the American people. And by the way, that's exactly what's happening today. For example, they advance homosexuality and sodomy. Read Jude 1:7 when you get a moment. Now, for those that have not taken the time to peruse the United States Constitution and its enumerated laws, you may want to do so. That is, if you want to remain a free people, read 2 Corinthians 3:17. In every state in our union, all 50 states, right? Homosexuality and sodomy is a felony, yet these big tech companies are banning and censoring people who are making reference to our constitutional laws, read Romans 3:20, and exposing the crimes of those who are guilty as charged, those that are guilty of committing the crimes. And how are they doing that? They're doing that with the use of the revisionist. And by the way, friends, just to prove the point, now they're calling it hate speech to tell the truth. They're calling it hate speech to ally yourself with the laws of our land that cause us to remain as a free people. You gotta think, friends. Take note that, again, whenever lawless people make reference to the word hate, I'll say this real slow. Whenever people, lawless people, make reference to the word hate, read Isaiah 5:20, it's always leveled at the law that exposes them for that of which they are guilty. Read Psalm 109, verse 4. King David said, "They're my adversaries for my love." Okay? Jesus said in John 7:7, when he was talking to his brothers who didn't believe, he said, "The world cannot hate you, but it hateth me, because I testify against it that the deeds are evil." In John 15:17 through 19, what does it say? Well, he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." Isn't that interesting? And then when you go down to verse 17, it talks about how he took the cloak of covering off their sin. He exposed them for who they were. As well as in verse 22, John 15. It's interesting today how the professed church in America is busy trying to garner a fake Jesus that the world loves. Isn't that crazy how that works? I mean, Jesus said to his disciples, 11 of the 12, don't forget, were martyred. And he himself was crucified. Isn't it interesting how he said, those that even believe are going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. They're going to be hated for my name's sake. Yet the church in America is doing their best to get you to love on Jesus. You know, his message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan. And by the way, you can find nowhere in Scripture where God said he loved you. Did you hear what I said? Oh, hold on. Let's get this straight. In John 3:18, it says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth," right? "By this our hearts are assured before him." Jesus didn't walk around telling people he loved them, friends. He went around telling people to repent because he loved them. And his love was demonstrated on the cross of Calvary. Let's keep it into perspective here. Let's keep it into scriptural context so we don't get weird like so many people are weird today. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A weekend of cleanup from Hurricane Michael for many in Florida, but State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petrona says for others, it's still not safe to go home.
Stay there. There's no need to rush back, because if you do get hurt while you're here, it's going to be a challenge for us to administer any type of life-saving services.
Rescuers have yet to search through some of the worst affected areas of Florida's flattened Mexico beach. President Donald Trump plans to call the King of Saudi Arabia to talk about the alleged interrogation, torture, and killing of a missing veteran journalist inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. The Saudis deny the allegations by Turkey. The Washington Post reports the Turks have played audio and video recordings for U.S. officials to back their claims. President Trump, in a CBS 60 Minutes interview, says if it's true, there will be severe punishment against the Saudis by the U.S. government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take Andrew from Texas, but before I do, I just want to reiterate the point, friends, that Ronald Reagan's slogan was, you know, make America great again. I got the hat and the t-shirt, right, when I was in California, Simi Valley, when I went to the museum over there. And I noticed that the talking points, and by the way, they're always in circulation, circular reasoning. And they use them over and over and over again because they know that the memories of the voters are short-lived. And when I said that Adolf Hitler, his slogan was the same thing, and of course it was, and I was being facetious, that, of course it wasn't make America great again. No, make Germany great again. I was putting it into parallel. But that's history. That's a fact. I mean, it's not like the devil's going to say, hey, let's go ahead and destroy our country. Let's kill all of our young men by killing off our political opposition, namely Poland, and then other countries. It's not what they do. And that was my point. So with that said, let's take Andrew from Texas. You got Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for holding on, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Doing what I do best, fighting the good fight of faith and winning the day.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
All right. So, got a little bit. I'm sure, as you're well aware, there's an election going on in Texas right now between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke for, I believe, the congressional position. Do you have any kind of weigh-in on that as far as morals or anything with that lies to them?
You know, I mean, you would never hear me say this in a million years, because you've heard this and you've seen the bracelets that over the 90s and the early 2000s, everybody used to wear them in the professed church in America. What would Jesus do, right? Well, let me say this. What would Jesus do? And let me add to it, what is he doing? And the fact of the matter is I want to bring that both into play with your question. The fact of the matter is we need to get back to the Word of God. What does the Word say concerning their positions and what it is that they want to do? Are they going with policy or are they adhering to law? And I want to remind you, while I got you on the phone, so this will kind of prove the point and give a little more, shed a little more light on the issue. It was Senator John Glenn that said if we had to follow the rule of law and the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America, we could not pass most of the bills that we pass around here. And people are sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments. Well, if that's the case, then get back to God's 10. And if you get back to God's 10, you're going to see that it's going to eradicate, if the American people are willing to do it, or expunge the policies that run antithetical to the United States laws, which are in place. So did that help?
It did, yes. And the funny thing is, I was actually doing my morning devotion, and Romans 13 popped up. Verse 1 and 2 says, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except under which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God." But in our current political landscape, people like to twist that to their own parties to benefit them. And I don't care which side of the political coin they're on. It's just something that really needs dealt with, and I would love your thought to weigh in on that.
Okay, no, that's okay, Andrew. Let's go back to something you said, though. You brought up Romans 13. Who ordained those powers?
I was going to say the Lord above them.
That's exactly right. Did he, anywhere in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, can you find anywhere where he told us that we were to disobey his commandments?
No, not a single one.
Exactly right. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel. I mean, the list goes on. Peter being thrown into jail and the Lord sending the angel and freeing Peter out of jail. So if we go back before we get to Romans 13 and we go to Romans 12:21, okay. It tells us do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what people do is they start at Romans 13, and the reason the professed church is taking out of context, they don't want you to read Romans 12:21 because it pulls away their false covering. Read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. With that said, they look for an excuse to sit back and do nothing but subject themselves to tyrants, which our forefathers taught us not to put up with. If you read three quarters of the Declaration of Independence, you'll find that three quarters of that documentation, my friend, is the usurpations that our forefathers would not tolerate any longer concerning the corrupt tyrant king across the pond. So when we begin to look at Scripture and understand who we are, what we're about, we're not the type of people that are to put up with what we're seeing in this country today in any sense of the word. We're to resist, and the church is to be called Protestant. And Protestant has meaning. It means Protestant. And when the church begins to stand up and act out what they say that they possess, namely the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and then and only then is anything ever going to change in this country.
Right, and the hilarious part is me personally. I'm 22, and already I've got myself a wife, and we have a daughter, and we have a son on the way. And the thing is, the lifestyle that says you don't need Jesus for anything. You're 22. You can go out, you can get drunk, and sleep with however many women you want. And it's so disheartening because you hear this time after time, and these figures that are either in media or music or whatever just tell you that, oh, you should follow us because we know what's best for you. We can set your lifestyle. We know your political views. And, I mean, it's so disheartening as to, you know what I mean?
But stay focused. You got to keep your eyes focused. Let your eye be single, the Bible says, and you keep your eye fixed.
Right.
on the author and the finisher of your faith. Listen, I went through the same process. You know, but I want to tell you, what God puts in you, no devil in hell is able to take it out of you. They're fools for their pains and their attempts. Just because they want me to go to hell with them doesn't mean I'm going to go to hell with them. It means I'm going to stand up and obey God because I'm thankful for what His Son did for me on the cross. Keep your eyes fixed on the cross, Andrew. And when you keep your eyes fixed on the cross, you're going to find yourself empowered to stand up against that which Jesus Christ Himself was crucified for. And that is the sins of the world. He came, He reproved sin. He was a preacher of circumcision, Romans 15:8. And what did He do? Again, He brought forth that message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just make sure that you consecrate yourself unto the Lord and stay in the Word. And this is it right here in a nutshell for you. If there's two dogs in a ring, you have to ask yourself the question, who's going to win the fight? I'm going to tell you right now, the one that you feed the most. And if you continuously feed on the bread of life, His name is Jesus Christ, John 5, I'll tell you what, you're going to overcome because He promises that we're going to be made overcomers. We're going to be made more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And really what it comes down to is who do you love the most? Who do you love the most? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Hey, thanks so much, man.
You got it. Right. Call in anytime, hey. Andrew. We appreciate your phone call your listenership. Take care. Folks, let's get back to this. Facebook, Twitter, Google, etc. are subversive to American government. I was just highlighting when we look at the platform of Facebook, what they sell themselves out to be, and then we took time to look at what they're advocating. And then I said, take note that whenever lawless people make reference to the word hate, it always is leveled at the law that exposes them. Just look to Cain and Abel, right? The world's going to hate you for doing the right thing. They're going to love you for doing the wrong thing. But again, keep in mind when they make reference to that word hate, it's always leveled at the law that exposes them for which they are guilty. And then moving on, we look to the advocacy that Facebook gives to organizations that murder innocent babies. Many people didn't know this. Proverbs 6:17 says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. They stand strong with the murderous likes of Planned Parenthood in giving them, listen carefully, charity funding into the tune of $992 million. Well, maybe that explains why Facebook illegally censors pro-life Facebook pages. I mean, folks, they act like because they've got the money, now that they're a law unto themselves, they don't have to abide by the laws of our constitutional republic. I guess I would ask all the Trumpites, where is that law that needs to be enforced? Where is that DOJ that needs to come in and force to enforce the laws that we have in place, friends? They are discriminating against we the people. Okay? This is called subversion. They're advocating that which runs counter to the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, by the way. I mean, look at this. Facebook censors pro-life organizations, and when you pull the curtain back, you'll find out why. Because they're giving $992 million to the murderous likes of organizations like Planned Parenthood, and you can rest assured, friends, Planned Parenthood isn't under attack by none other than Facebook. They're not being purged by none other than Facebook. Hey, folks, killing is illegal in this country. Exodus 20, verse 13. But again, they advocate that which God clearly condemns. And don't tell me that the government said so. Hey, folks, that is not American government when they sanction the murder of the innocent. I said yesterday, and I say again, the job of the judge is to point the finger, discover and apply the written law. Let me ask you this. Do those that serve we the people in every capacity, do they first put their hand on the Bible, swear to God and man, that they will uphold the enumerated laws found in the United States Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Yep, how many times does the Lord say not to kill? Okay. By the way, they were the ones that gave the oath, I didn't. So just because they said it's so, doesn't mean it's so. Just because they said it so doesn't make it law, friends. I don't care if 99.9% of this country says it's okay because the Supreme Court says so. Well, first of all, I would say you're a fool, number one. And number two, the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter. And number three, I would suggest that you go back to Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution and Article 2, Section 4, because they are no longer sitting in good behavior. They are now sitting as a bunch of devilish activists. And they are reattempting to recreate a constitution that looks just like their devilish selves. Remove them. Article 2, Section 4, lawfully. We're going to take a quick break, friends. And I'm going to come back to Anthony Scalia. And I'm going to tell you what he had to say about abortion real quick. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to make this your show today, friends, do. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to make one more point, and I'm going to take this phone call from Alaska. Outside of the fact that the American Constitution already prohibits abortion, by the way, big tech companies advocate for, the late Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia stated, the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Every one of those that have advocated, by the way, if you'd have listened to Ginsburg, that old hag that sits on the Supreme Court bench, she has no business being there. She told on herself during the time they said it was now lawful concerning Roe versus Wade. She said it was about population control. Of course it was, and of course it is. Well, you're allowing your own to be killed, folks. You have people coming from the Middle East taking your land. You are under conquest, like it or not. It's a fact. Oh, I'm still waiting for those false prophets to give me a call and confront me on the radio. Oh, that shoot from the hip. That shoot from the head. God speaks to the heart, not the head. Still waiting for them to call in. 300,000 pulpits in America today remain silent, and yet we have a judge. Listen to that. The church is called to be the moral compass, and yet they're waiting to see what the government does, as if to suggest that they're called to be the light. No, they're corrupt because the church is corrupt. The Constitution contains no right to abortion, but this is what the big tech companies advocate for, and so do corrupt politicians. Hand in glove. It's blood money. It's mob money. Oh, this is, yep. Hey, folks, an accomplice is just as guilty as the person doing the job, committing the crime. And we have a lot of accomplices in the United States of America that remain silent when they should protest, which, by the way, which makes men cowards. And cowards they are. I can say with absolute certainty that 58 million murdered babies had within themselves their little hearts and minds breathed up a prayer back to their Creator for the American people to obey their Creator. 1 John 2:6. To preserve that which has been terminated, namely their lives. Hey guys, have a good Sunday as you're sitting around watching your football game, knowing that 4,000 babies are going to be murdered tomorrow. When you go to church, make sure your pastor, why he's leading the church, I have no idea. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. But when you go to church and you have a spiritual overseer, being the preacher that he's called to be, rest assured if he's not preaching against sin, I want to tell you this, he's guilty of sin. Patty, Alaska, thank you for holding on. How are you, my little sister? My sister from another mother. How are you?
I'm good, Bradley. How are you?
I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm getting a little worked up about what's going on here again and just doing what I'm supposed to do day by day, just saying it a different way.
I agree, and you should be worked up because that is absolutely dead on correct. The church is asleep while so much evil and corruption is being done in our country. It is just makes me so upset because we are not doing what God has called us to be, the light.
That's right.
I love your ministry, Bradley.
Well, I appreciate you. And, what it comes down to is what can we do together to make a difference? Because I don't care if the majority of the people in this country can go headlong into hell. That's their choice. I didn't make it for them. The only thing I can do is play my part and do what I'm called to do by blowing the trumpet that I have in hand, namely through this microphone, and people are going to have to choose either life or death. And if they choose death, that's their call, not mine. But my point being is that we don't have to make those choices, and we can make the right choices, and we can do the right thing because we have the freedom to do so today. That's my perspective.
Right. I agree with you. We do have the freedom to do this. And we are, sadly, keeping on this course. We're going to repeat what history says, and we're going to lose our freedom. We've got to wake up.
No question about it. We are losing our freedom, and people need to keep in mind what Ben Franklin said when he said, our chains are forged in the religion of ignorance. And that's exactly the Kool-Aid the American people, by the way, Ben Franklin said that, but it's interesting to note that's what the American people have been drinking in this country for the last 60 years. And why? I don't know. I wanted to bring up a point now that I got you on the phone, because I was talking about something earlier about distraction through the whole Brett Kavanaugh confirmations. That's what they were. They were a confirmation. They weren't. The attacks were nothing more than to drive support, and that's exactly what they got. Unbeknownst to today's conservatives, who are so wise, not knowing that God speaks to the heart and not the head. But during that time, and we're speaking of abortion right now, Patty. But during that time, I just wrote an article. Which one will it be? Obedience to the law that makes men free, or your favorite politician who further enslaves? Some people might not know, now that we're talking about, again, the topic of abortion, that Donald Trump signed on September 28, 2018, a mini omnibus bill that funds Planned Parenthood. And it also funds research on baby parts research. So this promise wasn't fulfilled. It was the exact opposite that was fulfilled. If you'd like to go to CNSnews.com, you can see the article there for yourselves, or you can go to Sons of Liberty as well. I'll let you have the last word, Patty.
I was not aware of that. Thank you for letting me know about that. I'm not happy with the stance this administration has taken on life. They're too wishy-washy. They need to take a stand and keep to it. You know, abortion is murder, plain and simple. Just like you said, God hates the shedding of innocent blood. I don't think it's any different than Baal worship and Moloch. I think
that's right.
It's the same thing. They are slaughtering these babies. And the most dangerous place right now for a baby is in the mother's womb. And that is
right.
Absolutely unacceptable and horrible. But it's the truth.
It is the truth, and I appreciate you, Patty, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon enough. And again, thank you for the call. And before this break, I want to add this, too, as well. Across the United States of America, when doing tea parties, folks, millions, literally, at this point. I have had doctors and nurses come up to me and tell me what takes place in abortion clinics. One woman told me that after abortions, if the baby lives, what they'll do is they'll take it up and put it on some top shelf until the baby dies on its own. The same nurse told me out of Michigan that these babies are thrown into garbage bags and they're thrown into the dumpster in the back of the abortion clinics. The same nurse told me that she's seen the suffrage of babies, and when she came forward to make it known to the said authorities, nothing was done to those that were murdering the babies, but something was surely done concerning the whistleblower. There's a new movie out called Gosnell. It's been said that during his murderous rampage, because, again, the Supreme Court sanctioned the murder of the innocent. Don't forget that. And so did the American people as accomplices that allowed them to do that. And that is continuously allowing them to do that, and the new administration as well. It's interesting to note that eyewitnesses said that Gosnell, if the baby was not murdered by the time it got out of the baby, and you know they were killing babies when they were out, and I'll prove the point in just a moment, but it's interesting to note, friends, that babies that were still breathing, they would take them and they would throw them in the toilets. And they would suffocate the babies in the toilets. And that is after they take the salt and jam it into their necks and fill their bodies with salt until they die. Or they take these scissors and put them in the back of the neck and cut the cord and let them bleed out. How in God's name are we still a nation, friends? This isn't the mercy of God. This is drawing the seed of violence nigh unto ourselves because we have done nothing about acting out the mercy of God. The mercy of God would say, go deal lawfully with those in your government that are advocating this and hold them accountable to the crimes of the Constitution. They're advocates for murder in the womb, but the American people haven't done that. So what do you suspect that God's going to do? He's going to judge this nation. And if you think I'm kidding, friends, you might want to read the book of Manasseh, because it's coming, and we're in it right now. We're in it right now. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.